There was a monthly corporate meeting at a large company, and the president said to the advertising specialist, "Is our advertising working? Are people paying attention to what we say?" And the advertising specialist says unequivocally, "I can answer that our advertisement is reaching everyone, because all week we advertised for a night watchman for our factory and we were robbed yesterday." So you don't always get the result you want. But sometimes, let's reverse it a little bit. When we have our problems, when we have our lack of patience with ourselves, and we say, maybe I drink too much, maybe I eat too much, maybe I curse too much, maybe I get angry and jealous and vengeful a little bit too much. Sometimes it's very easy to get stuck in the symptoms of a problem instead of going after the problem itself. The question perhaps we should ask is, what's my problem? People don't drink to have a problem. People abuse substances to run away from their problems. People don't get mad at others just because others are mad. They get mad at others because something is missing in their own life. Sometimes when parents get home from work and yell at their children, it's not because the children are bad, it's because something bad happened at work. It's because I have a sore back or someone yelled at me, and I take it out on the people closest to me. Often we hurt the ones we love because they are convenient. And so when you think in your own life, why am I angry? Why am I doing or saying this or that which I don't like to do or say? Go a little deeper in your own life and say, could it be because I'm unhappy with my life? Could it be that I'm lonely? Could it be that I was hurt 20 years ago and I'm just remembering the pain today? Don't always focus on the symptoms, what you do, but the reason why you do them. And the second and simple point for today's talk is this. When we do something wrong, the Lord and His grace is always ready to help us if we want God's help. The first thing we as Christians should do is honestly pray to God and tell Him the truth. I was a pain in the neck today. I said some stupid stuff. I'm so sorry I hurt the people closest to me. What an honest prayer. Lord, help me. Because when we do bad things, the Christian response is not shame, is not anger, is not frustration. It's humility. And humility is accepting the truth no matter how difficult it is to accept. And why do I accept difficult truth about myself and my situation? It's because I love my family and my friends and even my enemies so much that I want to become a better person. Because repentance is not about anger or shame or frustration, but it's motivated by a deep and abiding love for all the people you care about. Don't they deserve a better you? So when you do something bad, don't focus on that particular symptom, but go back a little bit and try to get into your heart and into your mind and pray to the Lord, give me spiritual insight so that I might know why I did this. Because the symptom is not the reason. Alcoholism is not the reason. Drug abuse, anger, yelling, vengeance, these are not the reasons. There's a reason deeper in our heart that the humble person with God's help can find and has the courage to look at, the humility to ask for God's grace, and ultimately, as a sign of love, not shame, to become a better person for all the people you value in your life. Slava Iisusu Hristos.